3. River Tryweryn. Now we're following the River Tryweryn, which flows from Llyn Celyn Reservoir and joins the River Dee. This river is home to some of the rarest creatures in the UK. Narrated by Joel Rees-Jones of the Life Dee River Project, this audio point explores the unique biodiversity and conservation efforts in the area.
One of these remarkable species is the freshwater pearl mussel, which has a fascinating and complex life cycle. Adult mussels release millions of tiny larvae, called glycidia, into the water which attach to the gills of salmon or trout during a parasitic phase which lasts around 10 months before they drop off the gills of the host fish. These young mussels then settle onto the riverbed, maturing into adults capable of filtering up to 50 litres of water daily. This filtration not only supports their survival, but also improves the water quality for other species, like otters and eels. Despite their longevity, living for over 100 years, freshwater pearl mussels are critically endangered. They haven't bred naturally in Wales for decades due to pollution, habitat degradation, siltation, and declining fish stocks. With ageing populations and no younger generations to replace them, their numbers have declined dramatically. Fortunately, there is hope on the horizon. Conservation initiatives, such as those led by Natural Resources Wales, include rearing juvenile mussels at the Clywedog Hatchery using stock collected from the Tryweryn. These mussels are being prepared for reintroduction to rivers, aiming to restore self-sustaining populations. Our work for the Life Dee River Project has been pivotal in improving conditions for species like the freshwater pearl mussel, who depend on healthy fish populations. By removing and adapting weirs throughout the Dee catchment, we've enhanced fish migration and strengthened ecological connectivity. These efforts, combined with habitat restoration like gravel introduction and water quality improvements, create the ideal environment for mussel, salmon, and other aquatic life to thrive. The river also supports fascinating creatures like lamprey, jawless, eel-like fish that predate the dinosaurs. Brook lamprey, found in this area, live entirely in fresh water, feeding on organic matter during their larval stage. Meanwhile, river and sea lamprey migrate to the ocean, feeding parasitically on marine fish, earning the nickname vampire fish. Their unique spawning behaviour, using sucker-like mouths to move stones and build nests, benefits other species like salmon by conditioning the riverbed for their eggs. Together, the freshwater pearl mussel, Atlantic salmon, and lamprey highlight just how interconnected life in this river really is. Each species plays a role in maintaining the delicate balance of the ecosystem, underscoring the importance of conservation projects like Life Dee River, so future generations can enjoy the beauty of rivers teeming with life.
Bala Bridge marks the end of the Accessible Lake and Rivers Walk. From here, you can either retrace your steps or return through the town to your left. Along the way, you can enjoy audio point 14, finishing on point 15 at the lake foreshore. To continue your audio trail, follow the path under the bridge where you can start audio point 4 on your route alongside the river. Please be aware that cattle may be present in the field ahead, so keep dogs on a lead or consult your map for an alternative route.